Som man skulle säga i östra Nyland, det blev lite mycket rastlös med J.P. Cooper. Våren 2019, dagen före jag skulle resa till hans hemknutar, så kom J.P. på besök till Helsingfors för att snacka om nya singeln som då var en låt tillsammans med Astrid S. Vi pratade såklart en hel del musik, men främst så pratade vi om mat. I all synnerhet pudding. Varsågoda. Newt.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
How are you this rainy Friday morning?
I'm good. It's good to be here in Finland, in Helsinki. It's been a little while.
Yeah, you've been here. You've been playing here as well, but
yeah.
you've been spending quite a lot of time in Finland, actually.
I've learned to love the Finns.
Yeah.
And the place.
Yeah, you've been mostly in Turku, in the Turku area,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you've done a lot of like recording and songwriting there, yeah. With Teemu.
Yes. Mm? Yeah, I've done a little bit here as well with Hank Solo. Mm. But yeah, I've learned to love it. I was very disappointed that there wasn't any, is it called Karelian pie, at the hotel this morning.
Really?
I was looking forward to that so much.
You should sue them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go and find a bakery somewhere and find some.
I thought you liked it. That's something you can find everywhere
in this
country.
I was really surprised.
Okay. So, because we don't have that much to brag about when it comes to food, you know. We have that tasteless pie, and that's it.
I think it's great.
You think?
That's all you need in the morning. You don't need too much to waken up your taste buds. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you like? Okay, in Finland, if you're in a hotel, a hotel breakfast buffet, you look for the Karelian pie, but what is usually on your plate when you're like staying at a hotel?
You guys seem to do scrambled eggs really well.
Really? Okay.
I don't know whether you put more butter in than most people, but they're really good. And I don't know whether it's just the quality of your eggs, because they always seem really bright.
Okay.
So maybe you just got happy hens.
Happy hens.
Yeah.
Could be. I never heard that comment before from anyone.
The hens in Finland are happy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to your home country tomorrow, actually. So I'm going to have to put the eggs to a taste test.
Full English breakfast. That's what you need, yeah.
I love it. I don't like the pudding, though. Because
the black pudding?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, some people like it, some don't.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Because I was thinking the first time I went to England years and years ago, and people thought, because I thought that the pudding was like a custard, you know, like a dessert.
Oh.
Because here, if you say pudding, it's like something sweet or something, like a chocolate pudding. And then I just saw a bunch of puddings on the menu, and it was like an ice hockey puck, and tasted like carpet.
Tasted like carpet,
yeah.
Okay.
So I wasn't really too
impressed. Yeah, you need to get some beans in there with it, you know, it's just to kind of lubricate the whole thing. But there's different puddings in different areas, you know, of the UK. You know, a pudding can mean one thing. It could be a steak and kidney pudding. Could be, yeah. So you have to be careful.
You've done, you know, you've been really successful with your career so far, but I think if you would be even more successful, you would be able to have your own pudding. Like anywhere, like globally, there would be like the J.P. Cooper pudding. And if you could choose yourself, what kind of pudding would that be? What would it be? Like your signature pudding?
It would probably have to be, because I live in London now. Mm. And in Manchester, we have a steak and kidney pudding.
Okay.
Which is like a suet. Do you know suet? I don't know how you'd... It's a type of... I don't know. It's pastry, but it's kind of soft. You boil it.
I think I know what you mean.
And it's kind of... You know, I think people make dumplings out of it and things like
that. Oh,
right.
Yeah, I know.
So it's that on the outside, and then it's got this lovely gravy and steak and kidney inside. And I really miss that. So I would just globalize that.
Is it like kidney beans or actual kidney?
Actual kidney.
Really?
And of course, I'd have to do like a really good vegan version just to keep everybody happy. Because it's probably not that good for you.
Okay. But that would be like the J.P. Cooper.
Cooper's steak and kidney pudding.
Okay. And that's when you know you really made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one. And it'll just have my face on the front with a bit of gravy running down my chin.
I hope this happens. You know, I would probably... I think this
too.
I think this would be the pudding that would turn me into a pudding lover, because so far I'm not convinced.
Turn you into a pudding.
Turn me into a pudding.
Yeah.
like in the monster movies, like if you're bitten by an animal, you turn into that animal. Yeah.
That's it.
I'm the pudding man. Not too scary, I would say. Yeah.
If you're in Leeds, you were saying you're going to be in Leeds.
Yeah.
You'll probably find a steak and kidney pudding. If you go to like a chip shop.
Right.
Ask them for one.
Okay.
Mm.
And hopefully, and now it's a bit like, it's quite soon, it's tomorrow. But hopefully, like, the next time I will go to England, I can just ask for a J.P. Cooper pudding, and they know exactly,
you know,
they're like, oh, yeah, right, coming up. That's, you know, that's the, like, the crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are important topics. Viktiga samtalsämnen här. Vi talar om brittisk mat. Tydligen är vi bra i Finland på att steka ägg och karelska piroga. J.P. Cooper har faktiskt varit här ganska mycket, främst i Åbo. Och lite kanske i Helsingfors också. Men vi hamnar in på de här engelska puddings. Och de ser ut som ishockeypuckar och smakar matta. Men det där, jag är tydligen helt ensam om det här åsikten i det här studien. För JP tycker om de här. Och han talar lite om en sån här steak and kidney pudding. Alltså som skulle vara då hans egna. Sen någon dag när han blir en liksom riktigt megakärna. Så då har han kanske en egen sån här pudding. Och nu vet vi åtminstone receptet hittills. You have, in the past as we mentioned, you have worked in Finland quite a lot also with different people. How about with, you know, forthcoming songs and single? Is there like any kind of Finland label on those songs?
I did continue to work with Teemu and Hank a little bit at the beginning of writing this album. But Teemu's actually moved out to LA.
Oh, right,
so,
yeah.
Well, he's not moved there, but he's there temporarily. You know, that relationship will be ongoing. I think there will definitely be at least one song on the album that we've worked on together. Yeah, but I think it'll definitely be an ongoing relationship. I mean, he's amazing. Hank Solo is amazing. He's started working with a few people that I know in the UK. He's definitely branching out and having a lot of success. So, yeah, it's good to see their journeys. And I'm sure we'll always continue to cross paths.
Do you think, like, how important isn't for you, like, the environment and the landscape, like, where you work? Like, can you hear, like, now when you have a bunch of songs that you have recorded and released, and also, like, some songs that you haven't released yet, but, like, now, because you know where they have been written, where they have been recorded, and now when you can hear them, like, can you yourself kind of, like, find some typical things that you could just point out, like, yeah, it's for like it's for you obvious that this is like written and recorded on the countryside, this was like in a city center of a busy city?
Not so much, you know. I think the great thing about, you know, working in Turku, trying to say it correctly, is that, you know, we're kind of not even in the center, we're kind of out in the forest somewhere, and it's just, there's no distractions, you know, it's peaceful, you can kind of get a lot of mind space there. But really, I think maybe where the ideas come from is you know, some beautiful landscape or in a city or in a nightclub or whatever. But I think studios, sadly, I was talking to my manager a few weeks back saying, I want to do one album where I don't write any of the songs in a studio because they're just such uninspiring places. 90% of studios, I mean, like I say, Teemu's place was amazing because you got the sea in front of you, you know, but a lot of studios are just rooms without windows. And I want to do an album where I'm like, okay, today I'm going to go and sit in a boat in the middle of a lake and just take a guitar. And tomorrow I'm going to go and sit underneath a tree. And the day after that, I'm going to go and sit on the beach somewhere and make. I mean, that was kind of always my dream. When I was younger, I thought that when you sign a record deal, they just give you some money and go, okay, come back when you've written the album.
Right.
And now it's like you spend so much time in different studios with different people, often people that you've only just met. So one time I want to take that back and like realize that dream and just go and write in strange situations that are interesting.
That would be a brilliant concept also. Like, let's say that you would release an album with, let's say, 10 tracks. And then you would just like, one would be written like in Las Vegas. One would be like in Finland in January. One would be like in central Tokyo. One would be like in this touristy place in Spain or something like that. That would be a brilliant
concept. And you could try and, you know, take little field recordings from each one to put into the track. It'd be amazing. I'd love that. And, you know, each one would be its own little experience. So that's something, I mean, more just for my own pleasure and fun, but that's what it's supposed to be, right? So, so one day I would love to do that, but it'd probably take me like 5 years to finish.
Okay.
Because I'd end up just drinking sake in Tokyo and getting lost and
and eating pudding in Manchester.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah. And I'd come back and I'd be this huge pudding of a man.
Yeah, I mean, well, after the pudding, you will be a global megastar. And, you know, you will get always like one penny royalty from the J.P. Cooper pudding. And, you know, they will be sold like billions every day.
I wouldn't need to do it anymore. I'd be like Conor McGregor with whiskey.
Yeah, you could live on the pudding money. So you wouldn't have to, you know, produce these hit singles every day. So you could take your time.
In the house that pudding built.
Yeah, SpongeBob, he lives in a pineapple, so you could like live in a pudding house. Yeah, these are great ideas, by the way. J.P. Cooper berättade att han har inte nu varit lika mycket i Finland som tidigare. Han har jobbat med en del finska här musiker, bland annat Teemu Brunila, som de har skrivit mycket med tillsammans. Men att det här miljön kanske, det är svårt att säga om det påverkar hurdan musik det blir. Men att han skulle någon dag vilja göra ett sånt konceptalbum där han skulle spela in liksom en dag i en båt, en dag på en strand, en dag i centrum och sådär. Och kolla lite hur det påverkar. Det skulle vara faktiskt intressant konceptalbum att kanske ha någon av J.P. Cooper. So he just released a new single. It was a while until, you know, before the previous new material from you before that. But now you're out with a new single with Astrid also. And now people really want to know, like, what is happening right now? Like, what can we expect from you, like,
okay, next? So obviously we released Sing It With Me with Astrid S. At the minute, you know, obviously we're out promoting that. But I'm finishing up the album, you know, finishing up album two. I've decided not to do any festival performances this year so I can really focus on finishing the record and coming out and seeing people like yourself, you know, coming to radio shows and you know, any opportunities that arise. I think on the first album, we toured so much before the release that we missed out on so many opportunities to come and see radio people and get the music out to people who don't know who I am. So we wanted to capitalize on that. So everything's leading to the release of album two. I'm also getting married this summer.
Really?
Congratulations. Thank you, which is obviously a big one. So I'm spending some of the time planning that and trying not to get too stressed out about it. But
How's that working out? Because you're still you have a career with music, and you're probably a really busy person. Mm. And you know, you wanna make that special day really special, and you probably wanna like be a part of the planning and stuff like that. So like, how's that working out? Well, when was the last time you slept?
No, this year's been amazing. Yeah? You know, I've not, like I said, I've been doing most of the record in the UK. So I've been at home, you know, I'll go out for the day and I can come back and sleep in my own bed. So it's only now that it's starting to pick up and I'm away. But luckily, you know, my girlfriend's super cool about it. I think, you know, she likes me in small doses. So, it's been really good. I've had a great year. But I think, by the time the album's ready, I think we're touring in October. So by that point, I'm sure I'll be ready to get back out on the road and see everybody.
Has your wife-to-be ever recognized herself in some of your songs? Like, has she been like, is this about me? Is this about the thing I said
of
or
course.
Did?
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's. I think the whole reason, I mean, this is what the song Sing It is about. It's not about her, but it's about, you know, the whole reason why most young men start writing music is to impress a girl or let them know how they feel or try and say the things that you'd feel like a doofus saying in real life. So, she definitely knows which ones. I actually used a song to propose to her. I'd written a song.
Really?
And, so I recorded it. And I wrote it with Teemu actually.
Really?
I didn't know that was what I was going to use it for, but as the song progressed, it was like, yeah, this is a proposal song. And I had it for like 5 months before, you know, I did it and before I showed her, and we were away and I kind of gave her some headphones and said, oh, I've got this new song. Do you want to have a listen to it? And she knew halfway through the song what was happening and it worked. So
it would have been really if she would have had like answer also in shape of a song. Like she would have been writing for years secretly for you, also with Teemu, this like proposal
good.
Reply song.
We could make like a West End show out of it. And, you know, I'd be rich.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of this question I've asked some musicians in the past, not for many years, but do you remember? the first moments of your life, because you said like the reason why many people start writing music is to impress girls when they're kids or teenagers. Do you remember like the first moment in your life when you were like younger and when you managed to make an impression with music, like performing at a school play or whatever?
That's exactly what it was.
It was?
So I was quite quiet in school.
Okay.
I was really into sports, but I wasn't really one of like the cool kids. I was like an in-betweener.
Okay.
Which is, so I used to rehearse with this band in the school hall after school, and no one really knew about it because we didn't do any shows. And I got asked to perform in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Wow.
And I thought it was kind of geeky. I was like, what? I don't want to do this like theater. Anyway, I got the part of Judas, and that was the first time that you know, people had heard me sing or I'd really sang in public. And after that, yeah, there was definitely, I heard through the grapevine that people, you know, girls liked me.
Okay.
And that was the first, that was like, that hadn't happened before. So I think that's why I kept doing it.
that and the pudding.
And that, yeah, I just wanted to get to that point where I had a platform to create the finest pudding.
Yeah, because soon you will be known as the pudding emperor and, you know, people are going to go nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, my future wife better watch out because...
yeah, she better hold on to you. But speak, you said like everything is kind of like everything you're doing, you're not doing festival performance so many that so that you can focus on the album. You seem to have like really, you seem to be an album driven person.
Yeah.
But in this day and age, you know, quite many, I mean, album is coming back again. It was like a small slope a couple of years ago when people were like, ah, who cares about albums? Mm. Like, it's not important with albums. You should focus on singles and EPs. And I've always loved albums. Like, listening from the beginning to the end. It doesn't matter which genre, I still love albums. Mm. Has it always been that for you? Has it always been clear for you that you are an artist that want to release albums?
Yeah, I mean, I was raised listening to albums, and I think it was a body of work. It wasn't just about one song. It was how the whole thing flows. And I think back then I felt like investing in an album, because it was an investment then, because you didn't know half of the material that was on there, and even if you didn't really like it the first time around, you'd force yourself to listen to it again and again because you bought it, you'd paid money for it. Whereas it's different now, you know. And I think singles as well, you know, if you work it out, what back then maybe a single was like £2-3, whereas an album was 15-16, so you just felt like you got more for your money with the album. So I'd rather save up and get the album. So you'd invested. And I think now, you know, people can just listen to that one track. And so it is difficult, but I'm really grateful that people do see me as an album artist and that the people who follow me are excited for albums rather than just wanting to jump up and down to the next single, which is cool as well. But I think that's why I kind of try and do the collaborations with artists outside of what I do, like the Jonas Blue collaboration and things like that, because it just keeps things going. So it satisfied the single market and I can kind of take my time and, you know, put together an album that I'm really happy with. But it's an interesting time for that, and it'll be interesting to see how albums go in the future.
Spännande tider för JP Cooper. Han jobbar på ett nytt album och de bestämde sig för att inte göra nu festivalspelningar i och med att de vill fokusera sig på albumet riktigt ordentligt. Och andra grejer också, han kommer att gifta sig nu på sommaren och försöka förstås vara med i planeringen med hans flickvän. Han faktiskt fria till henne med en låt, och en låt som han faktiskt skrev med vår egna Teemu Brunila här också. Det hade ju varit roligt om hon hade faktiskt svarat också med en sång, men det blev det inte här gången. Men han är nog väldigt, 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 väldigt nöjd. Det albumet jobbar de på väldigt hårt och får se när det kommer ut, men att han har nog alltid varit en albumdriven människa. Han vill ha en helhet, inte bara de där enskilda låtarna här och där, utan han vill att det ska vara ett sånt stort, kanske inte koncept, men att ett stort sånt här verk ändå, en helhet. Och det har han alltid tyckt om, och han är glad att människor ser honom som en albumartist också. Since you've been doing like so many interesting collaborations, like you have been featured in some other people's songs, and you have had some amazing guests also in some of your songs, and you know, the music world has during the past years lost a lot of these really heavyweight legends.
Yeah.
If you could like pick someone from the past to be featured on your album, who would you pick? Like somebody who is not among us anymore. Is there anyone that's been like especially important to you that we have lost during the years?
I mean, there's so many.
Yeah, there's quite a few, yeah.
There's so many, and you know, there's so many more that we're probably going to lose in the next 5 years. Yeah. That is like, wow.
Is there anyone whose death has been like really got to you? Because quite rarely you know these people, like they're not like your best buddies, but sometimes they feel like they are because their work has meant so much to you.
Yeah, Prince was a big one.
Yeah.
And then Aretha Franklin went last year, but that didn't seem so bad because she'd had a really full life. I mean, Prince had a full life, but it just seemed too soon.
Definitely, and he was such a talent. Like he would probably still had he would have released like 3 albums since that if he would still be with us.
Yeah, and I never got the chance to see him. A lot of my friends saw him like the year before, and I didn't get tickets.
He was once in Finland, and I was then in the studio with my band, and I hated my life so much.
I think both of those people, I wouldn't really find my own place being on a record with them.
With Prince? You
know, yeah, I just think I would have nothing to bring to the
You'd
table.
Play the tambourine. Like,
yeah, that's it. I would be more than happy to do claps and just be there. So, yeah, that's my answer. If I could just add hand claps in the studio with Prince, I would die a happy man.
Yeah, it would still be like a J.P. Cooper track, but Prince would play every instrument.
Yeah, and it would be me like featuring Prince, of course. But I'd just clap.
I'd love to hear that song as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prince skulle få vara gäst för J.P. Coopers låt. Men han skulle egentligen få spela det där allt egentligen. Wrapping it up, of course, I have to let you go to the next interview. But I just had an idea. Because we've been talking so much about this pudding. And mainly me. I'm sorry for annoying you with the important pudding questions. But I was thinking, like, because you're doing so many interviews probably today, most are not going to be about pudding. So since we have this pudding angle now, I would really like to make kind of for the future, because we know that this pudding is coming for sure. And I would like to be the first one to have like this like radio ad or commercial for this pudding.
Okay.
So I think we can just add a little bit of music, and then you could just like be the voice for the ad, you know.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried, you know, like this? Can we try something like this?
Yeah.
Like for the coming J.P. Cooper ad, pudding ad.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably going to have a slight northern accent.
Good. Okay, let's try this.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
For everybody out there who needs something to fill up the tummy, get yourself down to Chippy and get Cooper's Puddings. Steak and kidney, or vegan. Get it for your wife, your daughters, your children, your grandmother. Everybody loves pudding. If you're feeling down, you know what time it is. It's Cooper's Pudding time. Ka-ching.
Oh, thank you so much. You made my day. Thank you.
It's all right.